You sure about this, Clary?
You know I am.
Okay, love, I know. It's just that...
I wish we'd done it weeks ago.
All right, I'm sorry. Okay, then. Hello? Yes, I want to report someone missing. My son.
It's weird, isn't it? You know, for most people, the thing that gets them to church is Christmas or Easter, but with us, the magic word's outdoor service.
We can't really avoid them, can we? Alan will keep holding them.
Yeah, I'm just glad he hasn't got us beating the bands of the whole parish.
No, the churchyard's plenty. And it makes the point.
Yeah.
Mind you, I haven't been round this bit for years. If ever.
No, nor me. It's great the way it backs onto Grange Spinney.
I know. Nice juxtaposition of God and Mammon.
Look at that conservatory. It's nearly as big as the house. And that's saying something.
That's the Thwaites.
Is it? Did you say they're back together again?
Yeah, she and Marcus Hendricks didn't last long.
Could have been me.
What?
If I'd got sexy Sabrina in the life swap thing.
Oh, come on, you're petrified of her.
Mm.
Face it, David, we're just not the type.
No, you're right. Shush, Joshie.
Where's Ben?
With Grandad.
Okay, and you're behaving yourself, are you?
Of course.
Good man.
Do you know why we're out here, Josh?
Yes, Rogation Sunday. We had an assembly about it.
Ooh, did you?
You're coming to my assembly, aren't you, Mum?
When is it again, Pen?
Thursday.
Right. Yeah, I've just got to check something, but someone will be there to see you, okay?
Okay, bye.
What's the problem with Thursday?
Nothing. It's just that's the day Tony wants help with his silage.
Yeah, but that'll only involve me or Bert.
Not necessarily.
But...
I thought this year I might give him a hand.
You'd better have a seat.
Let me move the paper. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, it's fine.
Are you sure you won't have a cup of tea?
No, honestly, thanks. I'm awash with it.
Oh.
Perhaps you'd like to make yourselves comfy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, first things first. I'm PC Dean Fletcher, the beat officer for the area. You've probably seen me buzzing round.
Yeah, probably.
And I gather your son's gone missing. Ed?
Yeah.
I've got the details you gave the station. He hasn't been seen for over 2 weeks.
No.
That's quite a while. Why didn't you report it sooner?
We thought he'd come home. We was hoping...
Yeah. It's just that... Well, what we find is if we know pretty much straight away, we can circulate details around all the local forces. You tend to get more sightings the closer it is to the time of... disappearance.
Oh, we haven't left it too late.
No, we'll get stuck in now. So, can you talk me through it? Had there been anything significant that might have made Ed want to leave?
Eddie?
How long we got?
The hat.
His girlfriend had kicked him out.
Well, not exactly.
It comes to the same thing, though, doesn't it?
Oh, I suppose so.
And he didn't have anywhere to go.
He'd been living with his girlfriend?
Emma, yeah, in a caravan.
Right. So, why couldn't he come back here?
He just couldn't.
Had there been some sort of row?
Well, not recently. Not with us.
But there had in the past.
He knew I wouldn't have him in the house.
Right. And when you say not with us, had there been a row with someone else? With Emma? Or,
Oh, dear. Eddie.
Oh, look, you're going to find out. Emma was married to Will. That's our other boy. Her and Ed reckoned they were in love. So she left Will and started living with Ed. And the baby.
Ed's baby?
No. Well, that's the point. George's Will's.
Ah, that must have been tricky.
Yeah, just a bit.
Okay, it's starting to make a bit of sense. Will, I take it, wasn't exactly thrilled with this arrangement?
Now, it's been very difficult for all of them. And then on a Wednesday, that's right, before Edward went missing on the weekend, him and William had another argument.
Right. And then Emma told him she didn't want him around anymore.
That's sort of.
So, where did he go in the meantime? If he was last seen on the Saturday in Borchester?
He stayed at his mate's. Jazza saw him the Saturday morning and that was it.
Oh. Would that be Jazza McCreary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Can I take you back to this argument between your two lads?
Mum?
Oh, it's William.
That's handy.
In here! It's his day for having George, and he usually brings him over.
What's going on? What's the police?
No, it's all right, love. This is PC Fletcher from Borchester.
Hello.
We've reported Ed missing.
Oh, yeah?
I've just got a few more things to clear up with your mum and dad, but if you don't mind hanging round, could I have a word with you as well, please?
Yay! Well played, Robert! Go for it! Go on!
Come on, Ambridge!
This is all looking very promising.
Wasn't it little Croxley bowled that bouncer last season that nearly broke Roy's arm?
Oh, yeah. Perhaps they're keeping their powder dry. Can't find the ball, can they?
You're all right, Robert!
And you're all right, are you, about Thursday? Me helping Tony?
Yeah, if you want to. Not going to wrestle you for it.
Good, because I could send a message back with Tom.
Oh, very efficient.
I thought so.
No, it'll give me and Bert a good chance to crack on with the fences round Blacklands. They're getting beyond a joke.
Hey, don't forget, if I'm out all day, you'll have to cope with the kids.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Like go to Josh's assembly for a start.
Oh. Can't you do that before you go?
No. Would I ask you to do that sort of thing before you went?
Well, no, but...
There you are, then.
Dad, watch me. I'm batting next.
What? Incorporated to help Ambridge out of you?
No, me, Jamie and the others have got our own game going.
Oh?
Hey, Joshy, good news. Dad's coming to your assembly. So that'll be a change, won't it?
Oh, neat.
Yeah, very neat, thanks. So what does this assembly entail?
Nothing. All you have to do is go along, wave at Josh, sit there, listen and have a nice cup of coffee afterwards.
Ooh, sounds a doddle.
So we had a row. So what?
You tell me.
It's irrelevant anyway.
I don't think so.
Yes, it is, because it brought everyone to their senses, Emma and all.
Perhaps you could just tell me about it.
Okay, look, they came round my place when I had George, shouting the odds, saying I was always late bringing him back, which is not true as a matter of fact.
So what happened?
What always happens? Ed starts mouthing off, like he's got any say in anything to do with George anyway. And he starts pushing me. So I hit him.
You had a fight?
Not a fight, but... Okay, yeah, a fight, I suppose.
Did anyone get hurt?
Yeah, George.
The baby?
I'm not proud of it. We were so, like, out of it, he pulled a CD rack down on himself. We had to take him to the hospital.
Who? Who took him?
All of us.
All three of you?
Yeah.
Right. And this was...
Oh, I don't know, I can't remember. Depends when my half day was.
Your mum thought it was the Wednesday before I disappeared.
Okay, then. It was a Wednesday.
And there's been disputes before about the time you brought George back?
Yeah, but only with Emma. Not with him.
How long had they been living together?
Since last September. Didn't last very long, did it?
Can't have been very easy for you.
What do you think?
I should think the whole thing made you pretty angry.
Oh, no, I get it. You're trying to make out I had something to do with this disappearance of his.
I didn't say that.
You think I've done something to him?
Did you?
Are you crazy? Me and Emma just started talking properly again about George. Plus, she's kicked him out. Result? For me.
Okay, calm down.
Oh, it's hardly the time I'd have wanted to... What are you saying anyway? That I've killed him or something?
Sit down, Will.
My own brother. Okay, we weren't getting on, but for... Anyway, it's not like he went missing from Ambridge, is it? He'd been in Borchester.
With Jazza?
Yeah. He was the last person to see Ed. Talk to him.
I'm going to. And Ed's employer.
You won't get any sense out of Oliver. He's never seen Ed for what he was.
Was?
Is. Is! I only meant, like, was before he went. I did!
Sit down, eh? So, how would you describe Ed?
I'm not going to pretend. We didn't get on. Never had. Even before him. Because Ed's a waster. And we never come to anything. Selfish. That's what he is.
Okay. So... Going back to the weekend he went missing. What were you doing exactly?
Oh, not that again.
I'll be asking everyone the same question.
I don't know. I've got to think.
The 6th and 7th of May?
I don't know. I'd have had George from 6 o'clock the Saturday overnight. That's what I always do. And all day Sunday. I was probably round here.
And Saturday daytime?
I'd have been working. 6. I know. I was with Mike. Mike Tucker. He came and helped with the egg collecting and incubating. That's right, because he was going on about it being Roy and Ailey's anniversary next day.
And he'd confirm this?
Of course he would. And Brian Aldridge. That's my boss. He paid him.
Great.
That's it, is it? Sure you don't want to take my fingerprints and search my house for the weapon?
I'm sorry to disturb you.
That's all right. We're pretty much done.
It's time for George's tea. Shall I do him a little sandwich?
Yeah, Mum Ta, that would be great. Here, I'll do it.
No, it's fine.
If Will could do it, Mrs. Grundy, I just want to check a couple of things with you and your husband.
Oh, right. Eddie, the policeman wants us.
Well, you're done with me, then?
Yeah, for now. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks.
What's up?
I need you to sign this, please. It's permission to use the local press for publicity.
Oh.
Right, OK.
Pen?
John. There you go.
Thanks very much. And you reckon Emma will have the most recent photo of Ed?
Yeah, I know she has. They took some nice ones at Christmas.
Great. And she'll have details of his bank account?
Yeah.
Mobile phone provider? And he definitely didn't have regular access to a computer?
No, I don't think he used one.
So, no emails to check. That's the lot, then. Thanks very much.
What happens now?
Well, like I say, we'll circulate all the details. Date last seen, photo, and see what comes up, eh? I'll have a chat with various other people.
Thank you.
One other thing. Did Ed still have a room here?
Oh, yeah.
Do you mind if I have a quick look?
Well, no, but he hadn't been in there for over 6 months.
No, I realise that, but you never know.
Help yourself at the top of the stairs.
Thanks.
Oh, Eddie.
I know, love.
He's so... Oh, and he don't look much older than Edwin.
He seems to know what he's doing, though.
Yeah, just wish he didn't have to. Oh, Eddie.
Yeah, it's all right, lovey. It's all right.
I hope so.
I'm sorry, Clary. I tell you, I may have left it this long, but there's nothing I'm not going to do now to try and find him. We're going to get him back for you.
You all right, Roy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. It's just the rotas for the week after bank holiday. Got more chance of fixing world peace than keeping everyone happy with their shifts.
Yeah, it can be tricky.
I'm afraid my mind's not really on it.
Oh? It's not your dad, is it?
No, no. He seems to be doing okay, thanks.
Oh, good.
It's just... Oh, we had a cop around yesterday. Well, Neil and Susan did.
Oh, no. Not about...
Ed, yeah. Well, Eddie and Clary have reported him missing.
Oh, I see. I suppose he wanted to speak to Emma.
Yeah. She had to give him a photo and Ed's bank details and stuff.
Oh, awful.
Then he searched a caravan, took away a hoodie and a cap.
What on earth for?
For DNA.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. And then, like, it gets worse. He asked if he could search the outbuildings.
What?
And then he asked if there were any holes or wells nearby.
Oh, grief.
Like Emma wasn't in enough of a state already.
Oh, that's terrible for her.
Yeah. Well, despite all that, seems they only call Ed a medium risk.
Even when he's been gone this long?
Well, he's an adult, isn't he? He's entitled to disappear if he wants to.
Oh, I wonder if they're going to talk to anyone else. They might want to see Oliver.
Well, I'd have thought so. Anyway... They're going to circulate details and that, and it'll be in the Echo.
Oh, dear. Poor Clary.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I might just ring Oliver and warn him.
Caroline.
Oh, yes, Linda.
Ian's looking for you. The wine list.
Oh, yes, thanks. I won't be a moment.
Ah, the rotors. Will they be ready by the end of the day?
I doubt it.
Oh, why not?
Because they're not due till the end of the week. Oh, this is just my first pass. Caroline.
Well, I hope there won't be any misunderstanding, like last time. I did make it very clear I'd require Bank Holiday Monday off.
Yeah, and you've got it, haven't you?
In the end, yes. Still, it's always difficult getting to grips with a new job. Or so I imagine. Anyway, better luck this time.
Right, I'll be with Ian then, Roy.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Linda. She's really getting to me.
I think you mean getting at you. Oh, dear. I think I might just know why.
So, what have you got on today?
Oh,
I thought a quick whiz into Borchester for a pedicure and a facial and then private jet to Paris for lunch.
Sounds good to me.
Well, come along. Male grooming's all the thing now.
I think I'll stick to my tried and tested soap and water routine, thanks very much.
Probably wise. Tricia, can you do the hay nets, please?
So, what are you really doing?
Oh, a full day. And I've had to book in a couple of late lessons, I'm afraid. I won't be finished till 7:30.
Oh. Since last week, you know, I've been thinking might get back into cooking a bit more. Take some of the pressure off you.
Oh, well, I won't say no.
I didn't think you would. I could start tonight.
That'd be great.
Consider it done. I'll feed Daniel before, obviously.
Oh, you don't have to. He's staying at Harry's tonight.
Oh, of course. Great, then. Just the two of us.
Yes. That'll be nice.
Oliver! Oh,
hello. What are you doing home?
I came to see you. How are you doing?
Well, better for seeing you. I can't get this gate to behave.
Oh, what's wrong with it?
It's catching. I thought I could just hoik it up a bit, but I can see I may have to take it off and rehang it.
That's a two-man job, isn't it?
Usually, yes.
Well, you're not to try it on your own. The back's already playing you up.
Oh, it's fine.
That's not what you said last night.
No. Well, I kind of liked what you were doing to it.
I see. I'm sure Mike could give you a hand with that.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. Well, I should have asked Joe.
Joe?
Yeah, I had him round this morning, wondering what I was doing about the milk idea.
And you said...
What you said. I'm not a quitter. I've started, so I'll finish, etc., etc.
Good. You know you want to do it, really.
I wanted to do it for Ed.
I knew you did. But Mike's all wound into it as well.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the same.
No, I know. Still, if Ed were here, I'd shake him. Doesn't he ever think about anyone else?
Police have been, by the way, that young guy Dean Fletcher.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, seemed like a nice chap.
That wasn't what Will said.
Huh?
Trying to fit him up for bumping Ed off, as far as he could see.
What?
I think perhaps Will was being slightly paranoid. But Ed certainly does cause other people a lot of trouble.
Oh, he doesn't have a very good coping mechanism when things go wrong, that's all.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And none of us gets it right all the time.
No, well, that's very true.
Ooh, that was heartfelt.
No, it's nothing. You've got enough on your mind.
No, no, go on. I've been dumping enough on you lately.
Oh. I've got problems with Linda.
Oh, plus ça change.
No, no, I really have got problems with her. She's making Roy's life a misery. That's all my fault.
How come?
Well, I knew she was interested in Trudy's job. Roy told me as much. I still went ahead and gave it to him.
Well, you're not saying you'd have given it to Linda.
Oh, no, of course I'm not. Oh. She's nowhere near Roy's experience. It's about how it looks. She should at least have been given the chance to go for it, perhaps.
What? You'd have held interviews?
Well, yeah.
Well, I don't see that would have solved anything, darling. I mean, you just said you wouldn't have given her the job, so she might have been just as resentful.
Yeah, maybe. At least I could justify what I'd done. As it is, I'm going to have to do something about her. I just don't know what.
Oh, perfect timing.
Oh, good.
And don't worry, it's only plonk.
I'm past caring. You could serve me chateau-bottled claret, I wouldn't notice.
Pity you should have said. Come and sit down.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I'm shattered.
You relax. It's all under control.
Great. What's all this post?
Don't know. Haven't had time to look.
Oh. Oh, well. Oh, well, that's good news, I suppose.
What?
Official mortgage offer from the lender.
Oh, thank goodness for that. That was quick.
Yeah, they must be rubbing their hands.
We'd better fix up to go and sign the papers.
Yes, I suppose we had.
Can you do tomorrow, if they can fit us in?
Oh, tomorrow? I don't know, I've got pupils.
Yeah, I know, Shula, but this is important.
I did kind of realise that.
You know, with the bank holiday, cheques having to clear and... I did say end of the month.
Yes, and we've all got to dance to Matt's tune, of course. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just tired.
Yeah, of course you are. I'm sorry.
No, no, look, we can't keep apologising to each other all the time.
No.
It's just that I'm really stretched at work at the moment.
You know, I was thinking about that. Why not have a day off?
What?
I thought we could go to the Point to Point on Wednesday.
You are joking.
No.
As if either of us can afford to take time off.
One day, Shula.
No. We need every penny. You can't go paying a locum. I can't cancel all my lessons. Are you mad?
I thought we should just try and do stuff together.
Like last time. A bike ride round Lower Loxley and redecorating our bedroom. Oh, that really worked a treat, didn't it?
OK, if you can't take a day off this week, what about Bank Holiday Monday?
Have you heard a word I've said?
I'm talking about the Dawn Chorus walk. You, me and Daniel, we'd be back by 9 o'clock.
So I can still do a full day's work? Oh, thanks very much.
I didn't
mean... It's not practical, Alistair. How could you even think
it?
Oh,
well, if you're not prepared to put time into us...
Oh, then... don't give me that! I'm not just putting time and effort, but money. A hell of a lot of money into us, in case you hadn't noticed.
Oh, I can hardly fail to notice, since you're obviously going to keep pointing it out all the time.
Well, someone has to. Someone has to be the adult in this relationship.
Adult? More like the nanny.
I don't want to hear any more.
Where are you going? What about supper?
Now, coffee, cups, milk, nobody needs sugar, do they?
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Right, I'll leave you to it then.
Thanks, Oliver.
Just going to take a look at the cattle.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Landing on you like this and ruining your evening.
Oh, don't be silly. Come on then, tell me. You were in a hell of a state.
I don't know where to start. Alistair and this gambling. I told you it was bad. Well, it's very bad. He's got huge debts. Huge. £100,000.
Oh.
Well, I say he's got. We have now. We've had to take out a loan against the stables.
Oh, Shula.
Oh, Caroline, you mustn't say a word. Promise. Not even to Oliver.
No, of course not.
After all these months of wondering what was wrong, what was going on, I ought to feel grateful it's all out in the open. And, well, I am, sort of, but at the same time, it's so horrible to think that someone you live with, that you love, has been not just keeping stuff from you, but actually actively lying to you.
Oh, it must be.
And we've got to go through all the rigmarole again of learning to trust each other.
Oh.
I just don't know if I've got the energy.
Oh, Shula. But you love him.
Do I?
You just said so.
Oh, I suppose I do. Or have I just not got the energy to think about that either?
Oh, look. You're very low, understandably. But you don't really want to throw away everything you've got with Alistair, do you?
Hasn't he thrown it away already?
No, not if he's come to you like he has and asked you to forgive him.
Lucky me.
Come on. You haven't got to handle this on your own, you know. Either of you. Is Alistair going to get help this time?
Yes, I think so. He's been to Gamblers Anonymous, where he went last week.
Well, that's a really big step, Shula. That's more than he did last time.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, oh, I don't know, he still seems so... I just feel so disconnected from him. He keeps coming up with these stupid ideas for us to spend time together, as if that's going to solve everything.
Well, time doing what?
Oh, you name it. He wants us to go on holiday, can you believe, with the debt we've just taken on, and then silly days out.
I suppose he thinks it'll do you good.
Yeah, I know. And I know he's trying to be nice, to make things nice, but it's not about that. Can't he see?
Evidently not. Well, if you ask me, you don't need to go out more. You need to stay in more.
Sorry?
Instead of all this happy family stuff covering up, you need to dig a bit deeper. Why did he go back to gambling anyway?
Well, he's an addict.
Addictions don't come from nowhere. There's always a reason. Shula?
No, you're right. We haven't talked about that. I suppose we've got to.
Well, yes. Until you do... I don't think you two are going anywhere.
Thanks for letting me know where you were.
I didn't want you thinking I'd done an Ed.
No.
Can we talk?
Oh, Shula.
Yes, I know it's late,
but... Is there any point? It's bad enough that we're in this position, that I've got us into this position without going over and over things.
Yes, but we've got to, Alistair. There's still so much we haven't said.
No more lectures, please.
No, no, I want you to talk. I want you to tell me honestly about the gambling.
I have.
No, not that. Not how much you owe. Why you were doing it.
You really want to know?
Yes, I do.
All right, I'll try and explain. You might not like it.
Go on.
Okay, when we got married, I took on not just you, but Daniel as well, and that's fine, I knew that.
Yes.
But it gradually dawned on me that I hadn't just taken on the two of you. That would have been easy. I'd taken on the whole Archer clan.
What?
And that was fine at first, too. Things with my dad have never been great, so a supportive family, terrific. But it's not been quite like that.
What do you mean?
Supportive, yes, but supportive of their own.
I don't understand.
I came to realise that actually I was well down your list of priorities.
Well, that's not true.
Oh, no, you may not see it like that, but that's how it seems to me. It goes, Daniel, your mum and dad, etc., then the stables.
What? Oh, this just isn't true.
You may not want it to be true, but it is. That's where I seem to come. Pretty poor fourth.
Alistair, no. You and Daniel, yes, but you two are my absolute top priority.
Well, you could have fooled me. That's certainly not how it feels.
But I don't see... No, it's not like that.
It is, Shula.
Give me an example, then.
Okay. Okay, Daniel's schooling.
What?
Well, you know my views on private education. I've made them perfectly clear. But what happens? We have one discussion about it. I don't fall into line. Next thing I know is you've entered him for the exam.
You could have said...
What, with your dad lined up in favour and Bunty and Reg waving their chequebook? My opinion was completely bypassed.
I had no... Oh, why didn't you say?
I did say. I told you what I thought about it.
No, not that. Why didn't you say you felt I'd ignored you?
There was no point. Whenever it comes to anything contentious, the archers just close ranks.
Oh, I can't believe you're telling me all this now.
You weren't listening to me before. You never do. I'm completely irrelevant half the time.
No.
Despite the fact I adopted Daniel, I'm his actual father.
Oh, you're a wonderful father.
Oh, yeah, as long as I don't rock the boat. And if I ever do, like quitting Brookfield when they treated me appallingly...
Oh, no, not that.
Yes, that. If you want to know, if you really want to know why I went back to gambling, then you might like to recall how you went running to David behind my back, begging him to take me back on.
Oh, it was then?
Yes. Because any crisis and your immediate reaction is not to support me.
I was supporting
you. It's to scuttle off to the family and try and stick us all back together again. It's the only way you know how to function.
Oh, I had no idea.
No, hang on. I think I told you very clearly how I felt about you getting involved in the whole business with Brookfield.
Oh, maybe you did, but I didn't want us to fall out with David and Ruth.
Exactly. We've all got to be one big happy family, with you running the show, keeping us all together.
Well, is that so very bad, one big family?
It is when it goes against what's best for us as a couple. Can't you see that?
But surely us all getting on is best for us.
Not if I've got a genuine grievance. Instead, you just took control like you always do.
But I...
Always, Shula. It's always the same.
You're still out here?
Caroline.
Oh, it's a lovely night.
Isn't it? Shula gone?
About half an hour ago. Hope she's all right.
Is it,
I'm sorry. Can't tell you. Promise.
Sure. Sorry.
No, it's all right.
So what have you been doing?
Oh, just tidying up and thinking. I'm sorry for wittering on about Grey Gables earlier. And then Shula coming round.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, I wanted to... I know you're worried about Ed.
Well, where is he, do you think?
Oliver.
I mean, he's out there somewhere. He's got to be.
Yeah.
I've been trying to put myself in his place. I mean, if you chuck me out...
Oh, not very likely.
Yes, but if you had, I'd be pretty despondent.
What are you saying? You don't think...
No, I don't want to think that. But where would he go? What would he do?
I don't know.
He could be just across this field and we wouldn't know it.
Surely someone would have to have seen him. He'd have to come out sometime. He's got to live somehow. He's got to get food.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not so sure. I know the police told you he'd sold his car pretty much straight away.
Locally?
But he still could have hitched to anywhere in the country. And why take his car in the first place if he was going to come back and hide out in Ambridge?
So he could sell it. It's his only asset. He's got nothing in the bank.
Yes, I see. You're right. Oh, I don't know then.
No, nor me, and it's driving me mad. I keep trying to think if there's anything he's ever said. Some place he was especially fond of around here. A den. Somewhere he used to play as a child. Anything. Any clue I could have given the police.
But oh, Oliver.
I can't help it, but I feel responsible.
You?
I feel I failed him.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I do. I thought we had a relationship, you know? I thought he trusted me enough to... I mean, why didn't he come to me?
Oh, darling. I don't know. His head was in a mess. He wasn't thinking.
If only he'd get in touch.
Oh, perhaps he will when he's had some space.
Oh, I don't know. I worry. The longer it goes on...
Oh, don't say that. The police are handling it now. They're doing all they can.
Yes, they are now. Clary came to me 2 weeks ago and asked if I thought she should go to the police, and I said not. I mean, what an idiot.
Well, you weren't to know.
I mean, how stupid of me. How arrogant.
Oliver, stop this. There's no point dwelling on what's gone. Maybe... Well, maybe there's still something concrete you can do.
Well, I carry on with the milk scheme in the vague hope he'll just turn up to work one day whistling?
Yes, actually. Because if... When Ed does come back, it'll do him good to know you had faith in him.
Yes, yes, I suppose you're right.
And... I don't know. I know Alan's already put the word out through the Elms, but I don't exactly know where the homeless congregating Borchester or whatever, but, well, maybe we could go looking.
Oh, darling, I wouldn't expect you to do that.
No, I'd do it willingly if it would make you feel better.
Oh, you are sweet. I wouldn't dream of it. But it's something I could do.
Well, yes, if you think it's a good idea.
I mean, I could have a drive around the whole area. If he's sleeping rough, he could... just as well be in some shed or under a hedge as in a doorway somewhere.
Well, you never know. You could get a photo from Clary, show it round.
Thank you, thank you.
Don't be silly.
No, really, I think that's what I'll do.
Good.
Anything rather than sit around here waiting.
Exactly. Come on, then. Say goodnight to Ed, wherever he is. And come inside.
Look, maybe there is some truth in what you're saying. Maybe I am a bit of a control freak, but you've got to understand, after what happened to me when Mark...
Oh, I know, I know. But have you any idea how hard it is for me to live up to Mark? Your memory of Mark?
Because I'd never compare you.
I think you do. All the time. And I do understand, I mean... What happened to you was so terrible.
Oh, Alistair.
But as a husband, as a man... I feel I can never be good enough.
Oh, that's how I make you feel.
I'm sorry, but yes. I'm always being judged and found wanting.
So you were gambling? To get away from me?
No, not... Well, yes, but it wasn't just that. I was gambling to get away from myself. This... person I'd become.
So, how did it feel then, when you were playing?
Fantastic. Just fantastic.
Tell me.
When I sat down at that table or the computer, I was my own person. I was the one in charge.
But you were risking everything we had.
It wasn't our risk, though. That's the point. It was mine. No one telling me what to do. No expectations from anyone else round the table.
On the internet, even better. Complete anonymity. I could do what I liked. I had some independence, some control.
Oh, that's crazy. Gambling's all about giving up control.
I know. It's ironic, isn't it? But I still felt more in control than ever I did at home.
Oh, I just hadn't realised at all that I was making you feel like that.
Well, there it is.
You must really hate me.
No. I don't hate you.
You can't love me.
I do. Because I know it's not how you meant things to be. I've been so weak.
I've got to think about all of this.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Alistair, I so wish you'd said. I wish you'd said all this last time.
Yeah, well, maybe I should have. So what happens now?
I don't know.
Does this change things for you?
What? I don't know. You mean with us?
Yes.
Does it for you?
I think it's going to be difficult.
Yes, but no, I do want to work things out, Alistair. I really do.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, good. But I think I've got to really think about what you said and try and change, I suppose. And you've got to tell me how you're feeling.
All right. Do you think that's enough for now?
Oh, I think so.
I'm sorry I had to say all that.
Me too.
But I think we can do it, you know.
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, come on!
Oh, there you are, Adam. Have you got a minute?
Not really. Not if I'm going to keep the shearers happy.
Well, why are you helping them anyway?
Oh, it's only for an hour. Their bloke's been held up. This way!
Well, can't Andy do it?
I thought he'd be back by now. He's gone to check on the hinds.
Oh, I hope there isn't a problem. And what about Jeff?
He's giving that barley in Longfield a final dose.
Well, a bit late, isn't it? We'll be harvesting it in 6 weeks.
Huh. You'll be lucky. Have you looked at it lately?
Well, no.
More like 8. That's why it needs a boost. And another.
All right, well, if you say so.
I do. You could give me a hand here, if you like.
I'm far too old for that little game. Besides, I'm taking your mother to the point of point, remember?
Oh, of course. All right for some.
It's work, Adam. Tom's there with his van. I want to see if the operation's got any slicker since I last saw it.
Oh, well, that's okay, then.
Anyway, it's a pity you can't stop. I just wanted to say I've read those ideas of yours.
Oh. Oh, great. Yeah, I was beginning to think they'd got lost in cyberspace.
Don't be ridiculous. Told you I got them.
So, what do you think? Or do you want to discuss them at the next meeting?
Yes. Okay, yeah, if Debbie's got back to me.
Debbie?
Well, I forwarded them on to her. See what she thinks.
Oi, what about these you?
Look, how about a tea break?
Dan? Yeah, okay, Dan.
Thanks.
They're my ideas, Brian. What does it matter what Debbie thinks?
Well, of course it matters. She's still part of the team, even if she isn't here. Anyway, you had the chance to comment on her ideas.
I know, but this
There's no but about it.
Okay. But you must have some thoughts. I mean, what was your gut reaction?
Well, if you really want to know...
Yes, I do.
I thought you'd erred rather on the cautious side. I asked for some blue sky thinking, not just tinkering around the edges.
I see.
Well, you did ask. Anyway, let's see what Debbie has to say.
Yes, let's.
Oh, sorry, darling. I had Lillian on the phone.
Oh, I'm surprised you're here at all.
Oh, no. Oh, I gather your furniture's coming tomorrow, Adam.
What's this?
I did tell you, Brian, I want to be there for it.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And you needn't worry, you'll still get a full day's work. We've asked to be first called.
Well, that's no good.
Why not?
I've got a meeting in Birmingham, and there's a load of grain to go off first thing. Oh. Well, I mean, we all just have to supervise it, Jenny.
Well, I can't. I'm at Phoebe's assembly.
Oh, isn't it always the way? Well, you better get on the phone to them, madam, and fix another time later in the day.
Me? Right.
Now, is the hamper ready to go in the car?
Yes, it's on the table.
Good. Well, let's get going or we'll miss the first race.
What's the matter, darling, apart from that business over tomorrow?
Don't worry about it, Mum. If I started, you'd miss the last race as well.
That's all the potatoes in now, Tom.
Great, thanks. The crowds are filling out.
So lovely to be out in the fresh air. Well, sort of.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every single day it's been nice. I've been stuck in Jack's.
Emma's still not found anyone to have George.
There isn't anyone. Everyone's working.
Mm, I suppose so. It was horrible, wasn't it? Seeing Eddie's van.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good idea, I suppose. A great picture of Ed on the side, but...
It still spooks you.
Yeah. Mum had to send Clary home again on Monday.
Did she?
Mm. You'd think now the police are looking for him, she might feel a bit better, but...
It doesn't work like that.
No.
I think it probably makes it worse.
Mm, maybe. Even Jazz has got off his backside and been asking around.
Has he?
People they knew through the band scene.
Oh, that's good. Must be a new thing for him, cooperating with the police.
He was the last person to see Ed.
Yeah, I suppose so. Poor Em. Life just goes from bad to worse.
She did kick him out.
No, she didn't.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Oliver. What can we get you?
Coffee, please. Ordinary one, none of your cappuccino stuff, thanks.
Okay.
We were just talking about Ed.
I've just spent the best part of 2 hours driving around the county looking for him.
Oh.
It's all a bit hopeless, really.
I know, but you just want to feel you're doing something, don't you?
Yes. I'm going to put the word around today. Hunt contacts, CLA people, I mean, you never know.
You don't think he's gone far, then?
I didn't think so, but... just wish I knew. I've really no idea.
Hello!
Oh, morning, Jennifer. Brian?
Hello, Oliver.
There you go. One coffee.
Oh, cheers. Thanks very much.
So how's business, then?
Well, it's quite so far, but it's early yet. Can I get you anything, Auntie Jen?
For me, thanks. I brought a picnic.
Oh, go on, have a coffee at least, darling. Got to try Tom's wares. Well, I'm going to have something.
Brian?
Well, it's all in the interests of research. I'll have a sausage sandwich, please.
Okie doke.
Oh, better not spoil your lunch. There's poached salmon.
Sure, I can do it justice.
Oh. Wonder if Shula and Alice will be here. I see Borsetshire Storm's got another outing.
Oh, well, I doubt if they will be somehow. I think they're both pretty tied up at the moment.
Ah, it's you.
Yeah, caught me at it.
I didn't think it'd be Ian. He's more likely to sneak out here for a crafty fag.
He's still in the kitchen.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought the lunch rush would be over by now.
No, we've got a big conference in. Didn't break till late.
So how come you can be spared then?
Oh, I can't. But I needed 5 minutes to myself.
Sounds bad.
Oh, it's Linda.
Oh, well.
Moan, moan, moan all the time. She's driving me up the wall.
The pressures of management, eh, Roy?
Oh, look, don't get me wrong. I'm loving the job and the money, but her attitude is really getting me down.
Perhaps it's a good thing we've got this match to take your mind off it. So you're getting in all the practice you can.
Not really. Just messing about.
Well, glad you feel so confident. My boys are out training every evening.
Are they?
Yeah, and they're pretty fit to start with. They don't have jobs where you just swan about in a suit all day.
No. Which ones are in the team, then?
Well, I don't think they've decided the final lineup. They've got a good few to choose from.
Yeah?
Though I'd have thought Nikolai is a dead cert.
Oh, which one's he?
Skinny guy, curly hair. He had a youth trial for Shakhtyor Donetsk, apparently.
Hey?
One of their top clubs.
Oh,
and I should think Eugene will be in there somewhere. Well, if Alice has her way, anything to see his legs.
Right, and he's good, is he?
Yeah, looks and skill. Makes you sick.
Right.
It's going to be a great match. Who needs the World Cup, eh?
Add another 20.
Shh, 75, 80, 85. 285, plus all the coins. Yeah, it's been a good day.
I know, I've enjoyed it.
Mm.
me to.
John! John, we better come.
What?
Just come. It's your van.
Every single one.
Shall I report it to the stewards for you?
What?
Well, they're not going to catch him, but someone might have seen some.
No, don't bother.
Four tyres slashed in broad daylight.
I'd rather just sort it. We'll have to get the wheels off.
By the time you've done that, you'll be cutting it fine to find a tyre placer.
Yeah, I know. Has Brian left yet, do you know?
It's such a shame. Brian was only saying how well he thought you'd done today.
We had.
The spare's not going to go on, Tom. We'll have to jack it up a bit more.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry about this, Adam. Just what you didn't need at the end of the day.
Correct.
If you hadn't brought the trolley jack.
And the blocks. Mm. Oh, dear. Hope Brian got to the tyre place before it closed.
Mum, sorry, do you mind?
I'm sure he'd have phoned every adult.
Yes, yes, of course he would. Oh, it's getting quite chilly, isn't it?
Look, why don't you go and sit in the car, Mum?
Yeah, go on, Jennifer, if you're cold.
Well, if you don't mind, yes, I think I will. I don't suppose there's anything I can do here, is there?
Not really, but thanks.
I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Oh. Okay. Shall I jack it up a bit more, then?
Yeah, you'd better. If Brian comes back and finds we've been slacking...
Oh, no, no, no. That'd never do. How's that? Any better?
I don't know. We'll just have to give it a go.
Right.
So how much are four new tyres going to cost?
Bren, I'm trying not to think about it.
Sorry.
All I know is, with that waste of time of a music festival, and today... Gourmet grills will have cost me more than it's made over the last 2 weeks.
You haven't got to pay me, if that helps.
Oh, don't be silly. Of course I'll pay you. Oh. Oh, can you get it? Oh, now I know who that'll be.
Who?
Your brother. I'm supposed to be playing football.
Oh, what shall I tell him?
Tell him we'll see him in the ball for a drink afterwards.
Okay.
I'll need one by then.
Hiya, Roy. It's me. We've been held up.
I'm really sorry, mate.
Oh, don't worry about it.
Don't... You've changed your tune. When you spoke to Brenda, you were putting the screws on for me to be there.
Ah, well, that was before.
Before what?
Before I realised Adam was winding me up.
You're talking about the pickers?
Yeah, except Chris Carter says it's a load of... football. Oh, he's seen them having a kick around. They're nothing special.
Oh, that's all right then.
Yeah. We can relax.
Mind your backs.
Oh, thanks, Bren.
Lager for you, Tom, and another one for you.
Ta.
Oh, that's better. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Thank God today's over.
Yeah, sounds a nightmare. With real bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, but was it?
Well, what do you call it, then?
Well...
Who do you think did it, Tom?
Either some nutter, or like Oliver said, some punter who'd had a bad day and just wanted to take it out on the first thing he saw.
It's not very likely, is it?
What?
Well, how many people go to a point-to-point with a Stanley knife?
Yeah, you don't need a penknife.
What are you saying?
I've been thinking...
Uh-oh.
Listen, with the graffiti, it's just too much of a coincidence.
That's exactly what it is. It's just random.
No, it isn't.
They're completely different. The graffiti was just militant veggies or something.
Yeah, that's what we thought then, but now...
Oh, come on, Bren. No one's a journalist. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, eh?
Yeah, and look at the facts, Roy. Two things in 2 weeks. And after that bloke was so nasty to us the first time we took gourmet grills out.
Yeah, that was ages ago. If someone was trying to squeeze us out, they'd have done it before now.
Not necessarily.
I'm sorry, but you've been watching too many of those old police things on the telly.
I have not.
I think you have, you know. Look, we've got a couple more gigs with the van at the weekend. If anything happens then...
What, the dawn chorus thing at the village hall? That won't prove anything.
Why not?
Well, who's going to get up that early who hasn't got to?
Yeah, all right, but we've got all 3 days at Lower Loxley as well, which is where you say all this started.
It did.
Well, fine. Let's wait and see how that goes then, eh? Before we decide some kind of mechanically recovered meat mafia is involved.
Sorry, can I squeeze past? Thanks.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Hey, David. This is a nice surprise.
Yeah, I'm on parental duty today. Can I...
Yeah, of course. Yes, sit down.
Oh, thanks. So, as a bit of a class assembly virgin, what have I let myself in for?
Oh, they are lovely. I always try and come.
Oh, good.
Well, the children just do their little thing, and there's a jolly nice cup of coffee afterwards.
Yeah, that's what Ruth said. I'm looking forward to it. Nice relax before I get back to this mega fencing job I've got on with Bert.
Oh, that sounds impressive.
Ruth's helping at Bridge Farm today. Oh, did you enjoy your day out? You were at the point to point, weren't you?
Oh, yes, it was lovely, thanks. Oh, till the end. And then Tom went back to his van and all the tyres had been slashed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. So that rather took the gloss off things.
Oh, I bet it did.
Oh, here we go.
I hope we've done the right thing.
It's a bit late now.
I just hope this vision of hers is one we can live with.
Frankly, Ian, as the person who landed us with a sitting room that looked like a Kowloon opium den, I don't think you can talk.
Yeah, that's better. That's got it.
Where do you want it, Dingle?
Here in the middle, darling.
All right. And...
Oh, brilliant.
Ready?
Well, we get to rest, right.
What do you think, boys?
Well, that looks very nice.
Well, let's get this cover off.
Yeah. Plain. And what colour would you call it?
Well, I call it a sort of porridge colour, but I expect the manufacturer would call it oatmeal.
Oh, sort of tweedy.
Yeah, great.
Don't sound so surprised. What were you expecting?
We didn't know what to expect.
Yeah. But you do approve.
Very much so.
Well, you wait till you see the units for your fancy stereo. I think you'll like those, too.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Hang on. There is one thing.
What?
The sofa's got to pass the acid test. Can I collapse on it after a day on the combine? Oh, yes.
Oh. Are you all right?
Yeah, but... Is it going to go on much longer?
Well, aren't you enjoying it?
Yes, but it's been nearly 40 minutes.
There's 32 in the class, you see, and each one has to have a few words.
Yeah, only I told Bert. Oh, blast.
You're supposed to switch that off.
Sorry. Sorry. I can't get at the damn thing. I'm so scratched up. But it's Bert. Oh. Thank God for that. It's gone onto voicemail. Sorry. Oh, no. Just to turn it off. Oh, sorry. There we go. Turn it off. Sorry. Ah. Great. Must be Josh now.
Oh, it's Phoebe.
When my Nana died, I was very sad.
Oh.
But now I look after the hens that were hers, and we've got some new ones.
Oh.
What?
A spaceship.
Never.
Honestly, Neil, it is.
But how... Have I got it the right way up?
Yeah. Yeah, look. This is the sort of body of the thing. Those sticking out bits are the probes or whatever.
Probes? Who drew this? Phoebe?
No, I can assure you I paid good money for this from a company that does nothing but provide designs for mazes. So, if you don't want to be done for slander...
I don't know. Oh, I suppose now you explain it.
What did you think it was?
Well, I couldn't really say. It looks like a pasty on legs to me.
Look, do you want this work or not?
Yeah, go on then. What have I got to do?
Well, it's dead easy. I've already pegged it into blocks. Mm. I just need you to peg out the pathways where they're shown on the plan.
Mm. And it's the paths that make the shape of it?
Mm. Mm, that's the idea. Once you've pegged them, I'll get a gang together to start pulling the plants.
Mm, okay. Have you got a tape so I can measure it out, or do you just want me to pace it?
No. Measure it, please. All the kits are ready in the barn. You okay to use your van?
Yeah, sure. I'll go and load up then.
Thanks. Oh, Neil, is cash all right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it'd suit me. I haven't mentioned to Brian you'd be here today.
So. Oh, I see. Hush money.
It'll just make my life easier.
That's fine by me.
Hello?
Ah, hi again.
Morning.
Hello, Neil.
Is your mother about, Adam?
Yeah, she's in the house. She's not long back from Phoebe's assembly.
Oh, good. I want to check what time we're required for this anniversary due on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Susan was saying there's been a load of people in asking for cards. She had to get something special.
Mm-hmm. Not many people make it to their pearl wedding these days, are they? Told Jenny she and Brian are complete dinosaurs.
Anyway, I'd better get on. See you later, then.
Good luck. Give me a call if you're not sure about anything.
Yeah, will do.
Yeah, seems quite cheerful, considering.
Considering what?
I don't suppose you've seen the Echo.
Well, funnily enough, I don't have time to relax with the paper in the day.
There's a great big article about Ed. And a huge picture of him, you know, have you seen this man kind of thing.
Oh, no.
It gave me the shivers. So, what it must be like to be Neil with that on your conscience?
Well, I suppose he's seen it yet.
Doesn't need to, does he? We all know how Ed had to go because he wasn't welcome at Ambridge View.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, it's true, darling.
Poor Neil. He's such a nice guy. I bet it is getting to
him. So it should be.
Oh, come on, Lillian. We've all done things we're not especially proud of.
Ooh, speak for yourself, darling.
I'm serious. Matt must have a few things on his conscience for a start.
Hiya.
Oh, hello. You're back early.
Yeah, well, we made such good progress.
No fencing stakes in the way, then?
No. What's the matter with you?
Nothing. Glad someone's had a productive day, it's all.
Well, haven't you?
Thank you very much.
What?
Thanks for telling me those assemblies go on half the morning.
Oh.
By the time I got back from that and I calmed Bert down, who thought that I'd had an accident or something?
Well, I can go on a bit sometimes.
A bit? It was nearly time to pick Ben up from playgroup.
I see.
So everything else I've had to do, I've had to manage while trying to keep an eye on him.
Mm.
So Bert's hardly speaking to me because I've had to leave him to do the fencing pretty much on his own.
Oh,
and Josh isn't speaking to me at all because my phone kept ringing.
What?
Oh, never mind.
You poor thing. You have had a tough day.
Well,
now you know what it's like when you'd rather be getting on with things that you can't.
Ruth, I know that already. I just had 3 weeks laid out with my shoulder.
Yeah, but you pretty soon forgot. I thought when you said you and Bert had got all this fencing to do, you were being a bit ambitious. Have you made the tea?
You what?
Only joke. Niall'll do it.
I should think so. I wouldn't mind a cup of tea if you're going in. What?
I'm just nipping home for an hour, Mum, see Ian before he starts his shift.
All right, darling. I suppose you can't wait to see your new sitting room again. Lillian tells me you love it.
Yeah. I have to say, she's done a great job.
Oh.
You have to come down and have a look.
Oh, yes, please.
Right, Adam. I've stacked those leftover pegs down the side of the barn.
Thanks a lot.
So that's me done.
How's it gone?
Well, I hope it's all right. It's hard to tell what design you're doing when you're up that close, but I dare say Adam's got NASA lined up to check it out.
You bet. You should have heard the hard time he gave me over the design, Mum.
Oh, really? Well, I'm glad you've been able to get ahead with it anyway. I knew it was bothering you.
Yeah, anyway, I'll get your money, Neil.
Oh, ta.
How are things, Neil?
Oh, well, you know, been better.
Yes, I'm sure.
Emma's... Well, she's gone to pieces, to be honest, and... Susan worries about her because she's on her own all day with George, just waiting and fretting, and Susan can't get off work to be there with her.
No.
I nip home when I can, but that's not very good because... Well, you know my attitude to Ed, so that doesn't help.
Oh, it's very difficult.
You seen Eddie's van, have you? That big picture of Ed on it?
Yes. Yes, I have. I don't know if you know, but there's a piece in the Echo today.
Oh, yeah, we thought there would be, with the police being round and everything.
Mm. Oh, dear. And how's Clary?
Pretty low.
Yeah, I'm sure. When your child just goes like that, it's...
Yeah.
It's a living hell.
Hello, Ian?
Yeah,
just enjoying our new sitting room and creating a little ambience.
Oh, it sounds very civilized. What is that?
What?
On the wall.
You know, really, Adam, there are some terrible gaps in your education. It's called a picture. P-I-C.
Yeah, very funny. What's it doing there?
Well, this is worse than I thought. You're meant to look at it and appreciate it.
I thought we agreed. We only said this morning how lovely it was to have a nice, restful sitting room, all minimal and understated and plain.
Boring.
No, it's not boring. We said nice, calming, antique white walls, tasteful oatmeal upholstery.
Well, bland.
So you've added that daub?
It's not a daub. What, do you not know a Picasso when you see one?
A Picasso?
Well, a print. Well, go on, take a look.
I don't believe you.
All right. Fine, go on, take it down and go out and come in again.
All right. I will. Right. Yeah. Hello?
Just enjoying our new sitting room.
Yeah, we've done all that.
What?
I hate you.
Look, it's only a picture.
You're right, though. You're absolutely right.
Well, you agree with me?
It needs it. It's much better with.
The boy has soul, after all.
Okay, all right, there's no need to go too far. I'll put it up again. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
No, seriously, thank you.
That's okay. Hey!
Oh, what now?
That's my sofa. Get off.
Oh, you're going to make me...
I just might.
Like to see you try... Oh, hey, get off!
I'm sorry to have had to move our meeting, Matt.
No, it's fine, Mummy.
Anyway, we're frantic this weekend.
No, I was glad to get out of the house.
Oh?
Yeah, I've left Lillian up to her eyes in design magazines. You know, ever since she's got involved with Adam and Ian's reefer.
Well, they're delighted, I gather.
Yeah, but now she's convinced she's just one small step away from her own TV show. You should see some of the ideas she's got for the Dower House.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's talking about glass, bricks, accent, colours, what was it now, funky pieces?
Funky?
Yeah, still, if it keeps her happy, I dare say we'll be throwing a bit of a bash when it's all done, and you and Oliver will be top of the list.
We'll look forward to it. Now, shall we get on?
Yeah, of course. You want to hear about our plans for the shoot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. I did ask not to be disturbed. Come in!
Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline. I realise you're in a meeting, but I really have
well,
to see...
It's all right, Linda. I think I know what it's about. Would you excuse me for one moment?
Yeah, of course, no problem.
I shan't be long. Right, now.
I really wouldn't have disturbed you if it weren't important.
I know that, Linda.
But as Roy's not in yet...
It's about the rotors, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, I've been saying for weeks about the mayor's annual garden party. I simply cannot work that day. As a parish councillor,
don't worry, I've noticed... I've emailed Roy. I'm sure we can swap you.
Oh, well, in that
but
case...
But it's not the first time it's happened, I don't think.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
You see, the problem is, Roy's just too overloaded.
Well, we're all busy people, Caroline.
Well, I know that. But when it comes to the rotors, well, we're a team here. And I'm a great believer in playing to people's strengths. Aren't you?
Well, yes. I certainly always try to bear that in mind when casting my production.
Exactly. And if you think of Grey Gables as one huge production number, which it is, it's essentially a daily performance, I don't think we're capitalising on some of your talents.
Oh?
You have a fantastic eye for detail. Now, I've mooted this with Roy, and we'd like to ask you to take on responsibility for the rotors.
Me?
On a permanent basis.
Oh.
I wouldn't expect you to do it for nothing, obviously. There'll be an increment in salary, only a small one, I'm afraid, to take account of the enhanced responsibility.
Oh, Caroline.
And, in recognition of just how much you're valued as a member of the team, I was thinking, after all your years of service, it's time for a promotion. Senior receptionist. How does that sound?
There, is that better, Pluto? Your mane was in a tangle, wasn't it?
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
You stopping for lunch?
Well, yes, but...
I thought I could do us something with that leftover chicken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've arranged to see Caroline.
Oh, right.
I wasn't expecting you to be here. I thought you'd got a herd visit at Edgeley.
They rang and switched it to next week.
I see. Oh, look, I'm sorry if I've made an assumption.
No, 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 it's understandable. Never mind.
I can't really cancel her at this short notice.
No, no. I think what you really mean is, though, that you'd rather have one of Ian's concoctions than one of mine.
Is it that obvious?
Well, the drooling's a bit of a giveaway. Oh, well.
You haven't said. How was your meeting last night?
Fine. Fine, thanks.
I haven't scared you off, then?
No. And I'm going to keep going.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Oh, I phoned the bank, by the way. The money's come through.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, so, I'll do Matt a check.
Yes. Let's get it out of the way.
Yes. Right, well, you enjoy your lunch. I'll go and see what I can pick off that miserable chicken carcass.
Don't worry. I'll ask Ian for a doggy bag.
Not like that. Can't you cut it a bit more elegant?
You what?
Well, Clary don't want a Greek doorstep for a sandwich, does she?
No, all right then. I'll give us these. We should be starving by two.
In the middle of the table, you reckon? These flowers?
Yeah, great. Is it going to work, do you think?
What?
Trying to cheer her up.
Well, we can only try.
She was awake again all last night, tossing and turning.
Oh, where is he, Eddie?
Oh, I don't know. If he wanted to get right away, then Devon, Scotland, London, who knows?
Well, he's got nothing to live on. Must have got through that 100 quid he got from the car by now.
Yeah, and the cash point's eating his card. So what's he doing?
Picking up work, I suppose.
Yeah, but what? Farm work? Labouring?
Well, I don't know, do I? Well, I hope to God he's working, not having to beg.
Yeah, or thieving.
Well, if he is, he's bound to be picked up sooner or later, that's one thing.
Oh, I suppose. He hasn't got caught yet. The police have come up with nothing. We've got rural crisis on it. Every missing persons agency there
You're
is.
You're doing all you can.
But if he doesn't want to be found... Hey, oh. Hello, love.
Hello.
Well, let's get the kettle on, eh? Dinner won't be long.
No, I'm on the case, look.
Oh, I'm not very hungry. Oh.
Ah, you like your flowers, do you?
Oh, Joe.
Then, Clary.
Hey, don't cry, love.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Now, they're lovely. All of it. But I wish you didn't have to. I wish we could just get back to normal.
He didn't hold back, I can tell you. And the stuff that came out.
You had to do it, Sheila.
Yes, I know. It's just, well, don't ask a question if you're not prepared to hear the answer.
No.
Some of the things he said were pretty damning.
Have you?
Yes. Am I very controlling?
That's what he said?
That's what he said. And he gave me several examples.
Hmm.
You haven't exactly leapt to my defence.
Well...
He's right, then. I am.
Well... Oh, Sheila. You can be a bit. At times.
All the time, he said.
Oh, I think that's a bit unfair. It's a very hard habit to break.
It looks like I'm going to have to.
Well, hang on. I hope you didn't take all the blame.
No, but it's only fair, isn't it? He's going to Gamblers Anonymous. He's really having to open up there. It's only fair that I take a pretty close look at myself, too.
Yes, I know, but... He's got to take some responsibility. Whatever he felt about your relationship, he's as guilty as you are for just going along with things.
Yeah. Anyway, we're not supposed to be looking back anymore. We're supposed to be going forwards.
I'm glad.
So it's big changes for both of us. And you've got to help me. If you ever catch me being bossy, you're to... Oh, I don't know.
We'll have to have a signal.
Yes, or a code word. Just say Montezuma or something.
I think we might have to find something a tad more subtle.
Yes. Anyway, I really must get back.
I suppose I ought to get on too. I'm just relieved everything's okay between you.
Yeah, me too. And thank you so much for the shoulder to cry on.
Oh, it's always available.
Thanks. And thanks for lunch. Tell Ian it was fabulous.
I will. Oh, don't forget Alistair's pudding.
Oh, no. He'll love it. Thanks again.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Linda, did you want me?
I didn't want to disturb your lunch.
Oh, is there a problem?
No. It's simply about the site for the hot air balloon for the happy couple tomorrow.
Why did we ever agree to that?
Now, Caroline, we aim to please, remember?
I'm trying.
I hope that's something I can instill in all my... in all the reception team.
I'm sure you can. I'll come and have a look now. Is that a new badge, Linda?
Oh, this. Well, I hope you don't mind. I made it up myself in my lunch hour on the little machine. It's only temporary.
Right.
But as senior receptionist, I thought perhaps you won't mind if I order myself a proper one?
I think that would be entirely appropriate.
Thank you.
Come on then, Clary, love. You meet yourself poorly.
I'm sorry, Job. I can't help it.
Yeah, well, I wonder if you ought to see the doctor, eh?
What good could she do? She can't bring Edward back, could she?
No. But maybe she could give you something to calm you down a bit, eh?
I don't want to go on no tablets.
No. Would you just for now, like, eh? Or something to help you sleep.
I don't know.
Yeah, why don't you let Eddie ring for an appointment? See if we can get one for later on. Eh?
No, I don't want to be all doped up.
Right, that's sorted. You haven't got to go back this afternoon.
Oh, I feel so awful.
You needn't. Pat understands. She sends her love. And either her or Tony will drop your money round later.
Oh, no, I'm putting everyone to so much trouble.
Don't be daft. Here, have another ranky. Here.
Come on, Clary. Dry your eyes, eh?
Yeah, oh dear.
Yeah, that's the way, yeah. How about I make us that cup of tea now, eh?
Good idea, Jeff.
Yeah, you won't say no to a cup of tea, will you, eh, Clary? No, I didn't think so. Well, I hope you'll take.
What? Oh, dear. I don't know, Eddie, look at me letting everyone down.
Oh, you're not. You're not letting anyone down.
Oh, yeah, I'm Pat and Tony for a start.
If anyone's let anybody down, it's me.
You? How do you mean?
Well, I'm the one who's let all the really important people down. You, Ed.
No.
I have. He knew he wasn't welcome here. His own home.
Oh, no, please, love, don't you start. Oh,
I want you to know how sorry I am. I can't stand seeing you like this. If I could do anything to change things, I'd...
Yeah, I know you would, darling, I know. But you had your reasons for feeling like you did.
Did I? They all seem pretty pathetic now.
Yeah, well, maybe, but... Well, what Edward and Emma did to our William was terrible, even if they say they couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And you're doing all you can now, going round in the van, asking all round everywhere.
It's all too late, though, isn't it?
Don't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm just so sorry.
Yeah, you just caught me. I was about to pack up for the weekend.
Well, I won't keep you long.
Me and Lillian have got a busy time of it. And there's Brian and Jennifer's party on Sunday. You going?
I don't know. Anyway, I haven't come to chat. I brought your cheque.
Oh, right.
For the full amount.
Right. Thanks very much, but there was no rush.
Oh, I think there was. You wanted it by the end of the month.
Is that what I said?
Anyway, I'd rather have it off my back. I'll see you.
Yeah. Oh, I was wondering, you coming to the game next week?
What?
Want me to give you a ring?
You are incredible.
What?
Incredible.
What?
Good night, man. The answer's no, by the way.
The Archers was written by Joe Toy. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.